This is the For Impact Podcast, the destination for impact-driven entrepreneurs striving to live life on their terms and create a ripple effect of positive impact in the communities they serve, where we put your success story center stage, dissecting the lessons learned and sharing insights and ideas that'll help you amplify your impact. And now, here's your host, Jared Ernie.
What's up, everyone? We're going to be diving into what is attraction stacking. Now, this is the framework that I share with everyone who comes into my world and my audience. Attraction stacking is the layers of marketing that, when done in the proper order, layered together, will accelerate your results faster than anything else, because they will generate more efficient results for the least amount of time, effort, and money. Most businesses that we work with or see out there, most local businesses, are struggling with their marketing because they've been taught to operate under this mindset of, if they build it, they will come. And though they've invested a lot of resources into creating the best product out there or service, getting the right location, hiring the right team, building a fancy website, when people don't flock to their business, they start throwing money at marketing like Jell-O against a wall, trying to see what sticks. And marketing is viewed as kind of this necessary evil to doing business. So they're always looking to find cheaper solutions and going back and forth between freelancers or agencies who promise amazing results and underdeliver, and this constant cycle of frustration when it comes to their marketing. Marketing feels like wasting money when you can't properly track it and don't have a system. And that is what so many local business owners are struggling with today. I was listening to a podcast earlier today with Alex Hormozi, and he said something I thought was really interesting. He said that when you get into the paid ads game, you have to expect to lose money. It's part of the game. You're supposed to lose money to grow with paid ads before you can make the money. And so most people will pour money into paid ads and it doesn't bring a return, and they go, wow, this doesn't work, and they try something different. But you have to operate differently, especially when you're doing paid ads. The way Alex thinks about scaling his ads is continually testing. And instead of this phase of losing money, is looking at it as an investment into figuring out what doesn't work so he can find the thing that does work. And you might go through 10 campaigns or create 10 ads, 9 of them are losing ads, but that one will hit right. And then you double down, triple down, quadruple down on that winner, make all of your money back. And that is how you should think about that paid ad strategy. So the trick here is that if you don't have a system or a framework for your marketing, that's what I want to share with you today, is how you can think about your marketing in a more effective way. Now, over the years, I've discovered this framework for local businesses that we call attraction stacking. It starts with having a strong offer strategy. Now, if you want, you can kind of visualize this, because I like to draw this out in a Venn diagram where you have three kind of circles that where they all come together is this like space where they're all working and magnifying your marketing. Most people come to me because they're struggling with traffic. They think that they have a traffic problem and they need more traffic to grow their business. The reality is most of them have enough traffic that what their real problem is a conversion problem. And so rather than focusing on more traffic first, because we could do that, but it's not going to fix the real issue or root cause of their marketing not working until we focus on offer strategy. So we begin at the foundation of creating a stronger strategy here. Now, when I say offer, most people think of a discount. They think of marking their prices down so that they can get more buyers. There's a problem, a really big problem with this. When you think of discounting your price, number one, you're attracting someone who wants to pay you less for what you offer, and so often doesn't become the ideal client that you want to grow with. Two, you're also competing as a commodity. You're The only way to win as a commodity is to be the one that charges the least, and there's always going to be someone who will charge less than you out there. Three, you are going to have a harder time creating and growing a business when you're cutting all of your margins so that you can generate more sales. So rather than competing on price, you need to find a way to compete on value. And when you can compete with value, you're bringing more to the table. People will buy when they see the value of what they are getting from you exceeds the price you are asking. So the trick is, don't discount your price, keep your price high, but create more value. That is how you generate and grow a healthy business, because you will separate yourself from your competition, you will attract higher quality clients, and you will be able to grow your business more effectively, investing in the transformation you are creating for your clients. So focus on good offer strategy first. Second, focus on having a good sales funnel. Most businesses will get a fancy website. They have an agency build them something nice, or maybe you model it and build one yourself. But traditional websites do a really poor job of converting traffic into leads and sales. Today, the average e-commerce website only converts 1 to 2.8% of traffic into sales, which sounds terrible. If you need 100 people, if you get 100 people coming to your website and only 1 to 3 actually buy from you, that's disheartening when you think about the real purpose of having your website. So think about having a sales funnel do this for you instead. You have to understand sales funnels, but sales funnels are a website. It's just a website designed with specific marketing strategy and psychology. And here are three big differences from a traditional website to what a sales funnel does for you. Number one, a traditional website has probably a logo on the top and a menu of all these different pages, and then content, maybe a nice header, and then blocks of content, and then blog post sections, and then social media links, and then pages to other resources. And it all takes people down this information highway to different pages and different links that don't really bring them to the one thing you want them to do, which is to ultimately become a lead or to buy your thing. And that's one of the biggest problems with a traditional website. Now, you have this information overload that happens. It's kind of like going to Netflix when you're in show hole. You scroll for 50 minutes, but you don't actually watch anything. That's what we do to our clients by providing way too much information. We've been conditioned to do that because we think we need lots of information for SEO purposes, to search engine optimization. But that is not the case anymore. This is for another topic, but SEO, traditional SEO, the way we knew it, is dead, and you don't need to be doing all of these pages on your website and publishing as much content like you used to for traditional SEO ranking. So we're confusing them with too much information. And then three, traditional websites often really don't have a good call to action. And that's what your offer will fix. You'll have a strong offer strategy that competes with value and gives them a strong call to action. And if that's the first thing they see, you're going to do well, so much better than your competition and most people out there. Now, number three. Oh, let me actually touch on another point of a sales funnel. A sales funnel facilitates your offer. And what we want to do with a sales funnel is capture their name, email, and phone number. That's the most important thing to start that process. The next most important thing is to have a good nurturing process. Once that person submits their information, you need to be able to follow back up with them. And one of the things that is working so well today is texts. If you can have a simple text campaign that instantly responds back to that lead when they're ready to, when actually right after opting in, at the prime time to get them booked, have a sequence that gets them to engage, 98% plus are going to see that text message compared to email campaigns that might be 10 to 20%. So you're going to see a huge percentage of those touch points increase when you have a good nurturing sequence behind your sales funnel. That's part of the system. It's not just a website on the front end. It's also what happens on the back end to nurture and convert those leads into customers. Now, the third component is usually now where we start focusing on traffic, but that's what everyone has first thought they needed when they come to me, right? I need more traffic. We just lay the foundation so that your traffic can be more effective. And now Even with no new traffic, clients often see a huge boost in new leads and sales coming from the new offer strategy and sales funnel that they've now installed into their business. But number three is focusing on what we call smart traffic. There's two qualifiers to smart traffic. Number one is it's got to be a source of traffic with high buying intent. And number two, it's a source of traffic where you can compete as a small business and win. Because there are lots of sources of traffic out there. Lots of them have low buying intent. Some have high buying intent. Some are very saturated and competitive, and others are open for play. And you need to know what those are and look through that through the prism of your marketing so you can understand, is this going to be a smart traffic or, lack of a better term, not smart traffic, dumb traffic. I hate to say it like this because I know there's a place for Facebook, but I often discount Facebook is not a place for smart traffic. And the main reason for this is because, well, two. Number one, it's highly competitive. It's been the default for many local businesses for a lot of years. So it's very competitive to advertise on Facebook, saturated. Number two, it's not a place where people go to look for your services. And for that reason, it's a lower buying intent. And when people struggle with Facebook ads, they wonder why I'm getting such what they call poor quality leads. It's not that they're poor quality, it's that they're lower intent. And you need to understand how to nurture that intent to a point where they will buy. But if you really want to accelerate, what you're probably leaving under the table, on the table, what you're probably leaving on the table is the traffic that is your biggest opportunity most local businesses are not paying attention to. It is your Google Business Profile. Now, the reason your Google profile is your biggest opportunity and falls into that category we call smart traffic is because near me searches increased over 900%. More than 70% of near me search results in a same day purchase, but 92% of businesses that set up their profile set it up and rarely touch it again. And that is why if you want to win on the first page of Google, knowing how to leverage your Google profile will get you to that first page faster than any SEO or pay-per-click game out there. Or I should say faster than any SEO and for less expense than any pay-per-click campaign you can do. Now that's a great starting point, but a real healthy business is going to diversify their sources of traffic and have some paid strategies in there as well. So the second is going to be local search ads. This is a type of pay-per-click campaign on Google that allows you to boost your Google profile in the map section. Now, most agencies don't know how to do this. I've even talked to Google support technicians who don't know how to do this. So your opportunity to compete with local search ads is huge. You're going to eliminate a lot of competition. You're going to earn a really good place on the Google real estate with a local search ad. Now, if you've ever searched for, let's say, plumbers near me, and you see three Google business profiles next to the map section, you're not seeing that local search ad. But if you see four, the top one is always a sponsored one. And that is what you're seeing with the local search ad. You have to create an asset out of your Google profile, and you have to attach it to the targeting for your pay-per-click campaign in order to do this. Like I said, most people don't know how to do this, but when you do, it's a clear advantage. Number three, smart traffic for what I call Google Guaranteed, or what others know as local services ads. Local services ads are pay-per-lead program through Google where you can generate more phone calls inbound on a pay-per-lead basis. And these are great because it's still so new. A lot of businesses don't know about this yet, and there are a fair amount that do. But it's growing in popularity because it works so well. If you've ever experienced Angie leads or Thumbtack leads, you understand how frustrating it can be to pay for leads that are being sold to other contractors. And if you don't jump on it right away, you're missing out your opportunity and they're already bombarded with five other people who've called them. This is very different. Google Guaranteed allows the client to call you. So you already have a higher buying intent. All you need to do is pick up the phone and you've got the lead, and that it's exclusively your lead. It's not being sold to other contractors. And that's why it was really good. I got a story I'll share here in just a moment about that. But there's another component to smart traffic, and that is retargeting. So the idea here is if you have 100 people come to your website, with the right strategy, you can put a pixel on your website that tracks all of those people. Maybe 10 of them become clients, but you've got 90 other people who showed interest that didn't move forward yet. And so rather than spending more of your energy and resources to getting new traffic coming in, you could actually focus on the 90 other people who didn't. And right now, my retargeting campaign that I'm running, traditionally, it's a really good target to hit a booked call or an appointment for at least $100, sometimes $200. But my retargeting is generating an appointment for every $35. You can see how crazy that spread is from 35 to 100. And that 100 is a great mark, but my retargeting is so effective. And that's what you can do as a local business, because most local businesses don't know how to do this or set up a good retargeting campaign. So if you do, again, you've got another advantage. Now, if you're a local business owner who's looking to scale, here is the blueprint. It's attraction stacking. It's going to put the right frameworks in place in the right order to magnify your results for the least amount of time, effort, and money, allowing you to generate more leads, higher quality clients, and ultimately more income with the ability to scale it as fast and generate more business when you need it, dial it back when you don't, but be in control of how much and how fast you grow your business. That's what we call this, our seven-figure marketing system. And that's what most people don't have, is an actual system. Earlier today, I was talking to one of my clients, and he joined our clinic a little late because he was actually en route to go to an estimate. And then he left and he came back later because he had to fulfill this estimate in the middle of it. And he's like, Jared, I'm just too busy and it's all your fault. Let me play this clip for you.
Like I said, it's all your fault.
Yes, that's what I love.
I've actually talked to a few of my other business friends and they can't stop me from talking about Google Business Profile and your program, because I'm like, I think I've mentioned this to you earlier on. I've gone through at least 10, 12 different agencies in the 3 years I've been open. And I've never had these types of conversations.
It's so good to hear that. I get so much energy from hearing this kind of response from clients who implement this. And I'll tell you, Vinay had some of the right pieces together, but he didn't have them in the right orders and in the right dialed in way. And with just a few tweaks, his business has just exploded, creating him. And this is his slow season, by the way, but he's super busy during his slowest part of the year because he has the system dialed in. So if you're a local business owner and you don't have an efficient system to generate new leads and sales, you need to implement attraction stacking frameworks. And if you want a shortcut, come check out my GMB challenge, free challenge. I'm going to dive into how you can best optimize your Google Business Profile and then how you can stack that with the other strategies to really begin to amplify your impact in your business and in the community you serve. Just go to GMB, that stands for Google My Business, gmbchallenge.com, and I'll walk you through it. And I look forward to seeing you there if you do. And if not, that's all right. Come back and take another listen. I look forward to the impact, helping you create more impact for you, your family, and your community.
Thank you for tuning into the 4Impact Podcast, where we're all about driving positive change through entrepreneurship. Remember, your impact matters and your journey matters. If you found inspiration in today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback fuels our mission to empower impact-driven entrepreneurs like you. You can stay connected with us on social media and go to forimpactpodcast.com to take our Impact Marketing Challenge. Keep pursuing your dreams, making an impact, and living life on your terms.